Ross, thanks for joining us. What's your overriding emotion and reaction to that defeat?
Bitterly disappointed. But I think we also have to look at bigger picture. It's a tough period. All we're doing at the moment is firefighting. And what I mean by that is three players making debuts today, five changes again to the starting lineup, long-term injuries. It's very, very difficult. Got us noses in front with two terrific goals, fantastic finishes from two lads making the debut, so positivity at half-time was good. Spoke about second half, obviously managing the 45-minute period, but we've got to manage it better than that. We've got to look after the ball when we got it, because what we did second half, we kept giving the ball back to them, and if we do that against any opposition, they'll hurt you. And that's what's happened today. But I just feel at the moment as a manager, it's a real difficult period for myself, a real difficult period for the football club. As I've just said there, we got players coming into the team making debuts. Again, not up to League One speed. So again, that's going to take time. I've got a new centre-half pairing who, to be fair, thought did ever so well today. So it's just a real difficult period where we've got to try and stick together, stay strong, and move forward to the Doncaster game.
How can you turn it around, this difficult period?
With time. I think that's what I need. Whether I'll get that, I don't know, but I'm hoping I can, because I've got full belief in myself and my staff.
It's
going to take time. No idea, Mike. It's going to take time to turn around. Because, again, like I spoke to you there, five changes, three players, you know, making their full debut for the club today. And you look at the Oldham team, they've rolled out the same team week in, week out. They know the roles and responsibilities with the group. We've had 2 days to work on this 11, and at times that showed.
How much did that affect things today in your mind?
It's affecting us all season, Mike, and that's not excuses, that's fact. Right from day one, Dave Sayers, 5 minutes in, out for the season. And you can just roll on and roll on and roll on with different injuries. People that, you know, listening to this will be saying excuses, excuses, excuses. Not excuses, facts. Total facts. It's a difficult period. We've got too many players out injured, too many key players out injured. We're doing our best to bring players in. I thought, to be fair, the three lads who made the debut today all contributed to the game. Two centre-halves have had, I think, probably 20, 30 minutes work in the last two days. So again, you're throwing out a partnership there that's so important to any starting 11, key areas of the pitch. And Rory Fallon, who's, you know, not played this season, who got himself a terrific goal. You know, I feel for the lads. We tried to dig deep, we tried to hang in there, but we had to be better than we was second half.
Having got yourselves back in front, or in front twice in the game in the first half, what happened in that second half? Why didn't it pan out the way you wanted?
I think the key to that, two reasons. We sat too deep. We tried to protect the lead, which we didn't want to do. We didn't speak about that. We spoke about being solid, obviously, as a group, being hard to break down, but also looking after the ball and playing on the counter-attack. And too many times we made poor decisions. Too many times we gave the ball back to Oldham. And, you know, it was wave after wave of attack. And you can't defend for 45 minutes against any opposition. And that's what we tried to do. And we didn't get through that period. But again, tired legs. You're trying to freshen things up because it's the first starts for a lot of players out there today. It's just a real, real difficult period, Mike.
You say about what you've tried to do in terms of defending that lead. Is that what the players have gravitated towards, or was that what you set out to do in that second half?
No, we spoke about, you know, holding on to the 2-1 lead and trying to get the next goal. So it wasn't just sit back and take the attacks. It was sit back a little bit, play on the counter-attack, but also retain the ball and look after the ball. And it was frightening, really, because we went 3-2 down and then we actually started playing football. You know, we should have been doing that at 2-1 up. Again, this league is a lot better than League Two. You need to look after the ball, retain the ball, and we didn't do that well enough in the second half, and that allowed Oldham to get on the front foot. It allowed the Oldham supporters to get behind their team, and you know, eventually something was going to crack. So disappointed.
You made a change. You brought the striker off in Rory Fallon and replaced him with Matt Sparrow. You had Billy Key on the bench. What was you thinking there?
The thought there was, you know, shut up shop, go 4-5-1. Again, Rory Fallon, tired legs. You know, he's come off there. He's absolutely shattered. He's given us an hour and a quarter. didn't expect to play him that long. So, you know, even before the start of the game, you're thinking about making changes because people are not up to match speed. It's as simple as that. You know, you look at the Oldham team, it's a similar team that rolled out most weeks. They're up to match speed. They've had game time. We're the total opposite.
Okay. One of the changes you made within the five, Jennison Myrie Williams, how did you assess his performance today?
He worked hard. Wanted a bit more supply from him. You know, that's the reason I put him in there, pace and power. Felt for him for the first goal. You know, he's trapped back ever so well and just slipped down. But that seems to be the story of the season as well. You know, cheap goals. You can look at all three goals, and all three goals are avoidable goals. And, you know, the goals against Tally doesn't look good at all. Again, it's another game where, for me, if you score two away goals, you should certainly be going away with something.
Final one, people who maybe didn't hear beforehand, the injury to Niall Canavan. Just clarify again, he's going to be out for about 3 months, you say, the shoulder operation. When will he have that operation?
We're hoping he's going to have the operation on Monday. We've managed to hopefully secure that for him for Monday. What I'll say about Niall is, you know, great credit to him as well. It's been a difficult period for everybody at the football club, but he did the injury at Blackburn away. So I think he's played about 10 games with the injury. It's gradually got worse. You know, he's struggling when there's any contact around him, pushing and shoving when he's having to mark people. So, you know, we couldn't throw him out there again today. You know, we could have, because he doesn't have the operation on Monday. But obviously brought Sean into the building and, you know, gave Andrew Boyce his full debut. And I think, to be fair, both centre-halves acquitted themselves really well.
OK, final one on this one. You know what football's like. Results like this will put pressure on you. Do you feel let down by the players on this one?
It's difficult to say whether I feel let down by the players. I just feel that the period we've had from day one has been horrendous. I've never known anything like it in 30 years in football. Like I say, it started at Swindon with Dave Sides after 5 minutes, plus Marcus getting sent off and losing him for three games. And all that injury list has done is just got bigger. And you're not talking about people out for a week or two. You know, you're talking about key players that perform so well for this football club, being out for a long period. I mean, the 11 I've put out there today, people probably need to check this. I don't think any of the 11 that started last season against Mansfield actually played today for this football club. So that shows the turnover in players we've had to have. The chairman's been very supportive in the loan market, and obviously with the signings we've made, his backing's been first class. He couldn't do any more than that. It's just been a real, real tough period, Mike, that we need to see if we can get through the other end of it. Hopefully one or two players will come back into the picture. But until that happens, it's going to be difficult for us all to take.
Final quick one. Will you go back into the loan market now with the added injuries?
I'll have to wait and see. Again, I'll speak to the chairman regarding that. Hopefully we'll be okay. We've got Liera back next week. But I must say, I thought the two centre-halves did well today, and disappointed. We scored two terrific goals today. You know, Boyce, we've worked on that the last two days. Corners, I did fancy us big time to score today from a corner. We scored from his first corner as well. Terrific header, great delivery from Chefs. And the second goal's terrific as well. Ball in, Rory does what he does well, backs in well, swivels, great finish. I feel for the group. We're all trying our best to turn the corner. We're all pushing in the same direction and fighting and scrapping for each other. And that's what we'll carry on doing.